launching into hour number three. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sex with robots. The virginity auction lady backs out of her deal. Food prices. Secret societies. We've been all over the place here tonight on Free Talk Live. That's how I like it. You can call in and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, Mark will share with us Americans' opinions about political parties. The two big political parties. Are people satisfied? We'll learn more. 855-450-FREE. We go to Ty.
What do you think?
In Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello there.
Hey, earlier, when you guys, I think you were talking about technology and lack of connection or, I guess, intimacy.
Yes, there was a larger story about humans' or people's opinions about robots, and that was a statistic in there that almost one out of two people feel that technology is disconnecting people from people.
Okay, I think that overall, people are actually more connected to each other by technology because, for instance, we are able to instantly discuss common interests with people halfway around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends in my specific interests, you know, in Germany or Japan, and we're able to instantly communicate. What we are able to do now on the Internet, like video teleconferencing, was science fiction when I was a kid.
Sure, sure. You know?
Every day I'm using Skype to see my family on the other side of the globe. Now, I can understand some of the other side of the coin, too, because with this gift, it's also easy to get distracted.
Yes.
And lose a sense of presence. To give you an example of that, I was in the Navy in the mid-80s, and we made a port visit to Hong Kong. And this was before cell phones became a real big thing in the U.S. And it was just amazing to me to walk down the streets in Hong Kong, very, very crowded Friday night, Saturday night. And people were walking down both sides of the street in groups, obviously, you know, out for a night on the town with each other. And everyone had a cell phone in their hand, and they were talking to somebody else. They were obviously with their group of friends, but talking to somebody else.
Huh.
It was just amazing. You know, I had this fantasy that what they were actually doing was this one group was talking to another group walking on the other side of the street in the other direction.
Probably checking to see where the good clubs are. I remember, you know, when I did bar hopping back in the day, that people were always thinking that there's a better thing going on at another location. And
are you really going to get the drinks that much cheaper? Or was it the girls? What was the better thing?
Well, but it would be people of the opposite sex, yeah. The dancing, the you know, the drinks. Maybe there are drink specials. Maybe there's this particular band. Whatever it is that they're looking
always
for.
Greener.
Yeah, the grass is always greener.
Yeah. So that the main thing is to enjoy the gifts that modern technology gives, but also try to enhance your sense of what I call presence. I think there's this idea in some of the Buddhist traditions and in, you know, the meditational techniques of trying to actually be completely present in the moment.
Mm, sure,
you know,
it's very
physically
difficult.
There, yeah, it is, and it's so easy to get distracted and the mind wanders, and because of technology, it's easy to lose that connection. So I think it's a good idea to every once in a while just unplug and try to be completely present wherever you are with whoever you are with.
I like the idea. Oftentimes what I find is the people that, you know, like I find myself bored. You know, I'll be having a conversation. I want to know the facts. So I'll pick out my cell phone. I'll start, you know, researching what it was we were just talking about. Because, you know, these hairless monkeys that occupy the 7 billion of them on this planet that occupy this space, they really don't know very much individually, but together and aggregated on the internet, they have lots of facts. So I want to know the answer to the questions that we're talking about, not you know, just hear what the people I'm listening to have to say. So you know, I'll get on the cell phone and then I'll do a little research, and pretty soon I'm researching this topic, and I've tuned out of the conversation.
Yeah, it's you know, we live in a very magical time because of the internet and this technology, but The thing is to enjoy that and to take advantage of it, but not to lose our sense of humanity.
I think it's a challenge. I think that that a lot of people have a difficult time with it because they are these devices are so distracting because you can go and get any piece of information that you seek in any moment, and because your mind will wander, you know, maybe you aren't being fully present in a conversation. Somebody says something, you hear a word, and that makes you think of something else, and then before you know it, you've got the phone up to look up the number for the pizza joint down the street or whatever it is, you know, that you're doing. It's not always a problem, but it certainly can be, and I think that's acknowledgeable. And like, for instance, the times when Mark has played video games during the show segments have been not his shining moments, because he'll get distracted by them, and he shouldn't be doing those things during the show segments. So it helps when you can pay attention, when you can look into somebody's eyes. The same reason I won't let somebody host this show remotely. I mean, Allie hasn't been on in a few weeks. I don't know what, you know, she didn't show up tonight. If she had asked me if she could show, you know, do the show remotely, I'd have told her no, because you're not in the same room. I can't make eye contact with you. It's not the same situation. It's not the same level of connection that people have. And it's great to be on Skype with somebody. Let me tell you, I think it's cool. Like, I don't have your video on tonight, Ty, just simply because there's no reason to use that bandwidth if we're doing broadcasting. But we've had you on video in the past, and it's cool to be able to see you sitting there.
There's hosts that I'd love to have on as co-hosts, like Jeffrey Tucker we had on as a guest last time.
Yeah, you should move to New Hampshire.
I know he would be willing to do co-hosting remotely, but, mm-hmm. you know, he lives in Auburn. And Stefan Molyneux, he's offered to do co-hosting with us. And I'm, you know, I'm rabid to have these people on. They would be wonderful, but you got to be in the studio to do Free Talk Live, and that's Ian's rule.
Yeah, you just have to be aware of the advantages and disadvantages of technology.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the age that we live in. I think it's just wonderful. It's almost like magic.
Thanks, Ty. I appreciate your call tonight. Yeah, it definitely is a double-edged sword, and if you're cognizant of that fact, and I think you can do better with it. Although that said, you know, I admit I struggle with it. It's a challenge for me to get things done. I feel like I spend way too much time on Facebook obsessing over that damn notification thing and trying to keep that clear for some reason. And
yeah, I just don't care.
You don't care. Well, good for you. I used to not care, but now I it's a problem. It's a real problem for me, and I have to pull myself away from it. I have to realize what I'm doing.
One of the things that you are into, you just love to scrap with people on the internet. It's just your favorite thing to do. You love to egg them on till they want to fight, and then when they want to fight, you want to fight them some more.
That is not true. That's
my
not
God,
true.
Man.
I do enjoy
you're
it every
lying
now and
to
then.
Yourself.
Every
I
now
watch
and
it
then.
Happen all the time.
Okay, I am commenting on the new Stop Free Keen Face.
Right. What's the
new
first
website?
Facebook page you look at every single day? It's your enemies. It's Stop Free Keen.
They are not my enemies. They're just confused neighbors.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Maybe they think of me as their enemy.
Why don't you leave their page alone then? Let's let them sit around in their confusion.
Oh, it's entertaining. I like to read what they're saying.
That's because you
why
like
do you read
effing
the,
with
why
them.
Why do you read the funnies in the morning? Because it's entertaining.
You
when
like
you're reading
effing
the
with these people.
I don't. What do you mean? I can't even speak in their group. I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe that you just posted that you can now speak on their. You're so excited.
They now have
a
website.
You can now post on their Facebook page.
Yes.
Oh, there's. Or I mean, their web. Their web page. Oh my goodness! Now I can chase after them a little more.
Well, if it'll keep me off of Facebook, it's probably a good thing.
It's just interacting.
No, I mean, really, the only reason I want to be able to talk to these people is because they are our neighbors here in the area, some of the folks at Stop Free Keen. For those of you just tuning in, Stop Free Keen is a organization to some extent of people locally who are upset about liberty activism happening here in the Keen area. And I think that they have a lot of misinformation. And when they are able to just post misinformation and lies without it being rebutted, I don't like that. And so it's really more of an information correction, trying to get the other side of the story out than anything else. And I don't consider them my enemies at all. I want to have a conversation with them. And I know James Robin Hood Cleveland is currently writing up a letter to the editor right now, officially inviting them to have an open conversation, which they don't seem to want to have. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. Get interactive at freetalklive.com for free.
Shinybadges.com. You probably have heard the jingle here on Free Talk Live. It is, it's a great website. Go check it out. But if you haven't had a chance to go to the causes tab there at shinybadges.com, you'll get something unique. Not only do they have a beautiful badges and other sorts of gear there available for sale, But these particular ones under the causes tab, they go to support liberty-oriented organizations that you may find very interesting. For instance, the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie. You can get that and support Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, the homeless campaign 2014. The anti-war pen. Well, buy that and you support antiwar.com. The Silk Road pen of the green camel with the rider from Silk Road, the website, goes to support the Russ Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund. The Cop Block badge goes to support, of course, Cop Block. So go check it out, the causes tab at shinybadges.com.
All right, we continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Said we were going to have some numbers for you about people and their opinions regarding these political parties. Are they fed up? Mark, you've got the story.
Yep. Well, they're kind of fed up. A new Rasmussen report reports national telephone survey that it's found that 53% of likely U.S. voters think that it's fair to say that neither party in Congress is the party of the American people. That's up 6 points from 47% last October and matches the previous high found in June 2012 during the last national election cycle. So during election cycles, the pattern here is that, I should go on, just 28% disagree, while 19% aren't sure. Always love the not sures. So during election cycles here, Americans are becoming more convinced over the last two election cycles that neither party in Congress represents them. And I think that this is a growing trend here in the United States.
Well, the approval rating has certainly been shrinking on Congress.
Right. The approval rating continues to go down. Pretty soon, Congress, I think cholera is going to pass Congress as far as the approval rating goes. More people liking sexually communicable diseases than Congress. It's stunning to see what's happening to the political process here in the United States. And honestly, this gives me hope.
It's up, actually, Mark. It's up from 9% to 13%.
Really?
Yeah. That's like a 50% increase.
Stunning. I couldn't believe it. That's the job approval rating?
Congress job approval rating. Yes.
Okay. Maybe it's...
That was as of January, so I don't know what it is this month. I apologize.
Honestly, I like what Congress is doing because they're not getting anything done. So maybe there are people like me that are, you know, approving. Yes, I am pleased that Congress is doing nothing.
Gotcha.
When these people get together and decide they are going to do something, that's when I really get scared. So maybe that's what you're seeing. I don't know. But I think that I find it heartening that people are becoming more and more disenchanted with the two-party system, the political process generally, that we're liable to see some kind of positive change in the world. You see things like the Jasmine Revolutions in the Muslim countries. Have they resulted in anything good? Nah, not necessarily. But the fact that people are disenchanted with current government paradigms says to me that there's going to be some big changes. The last time we saw stuff like this, the empires fell. When you saw the let's call it, for lack of a better word, the sort of the socialist uprising of the mid to late 19th century, you saw that culminate in World War I. The Ottoman Empire collapsed. Four empires collapsed during World War I. The Russians, the Germans, their empire went away. Essentially, the Kingdom of England, there was no longer a kingdom as much after World War I. Obviously, the Austrians, too. So things changed dramatically in the globe. France was already a republic for what it was worth. But things changed dramatically at that point. It took until World War II for the Japanese empire to crumble. One may argue that the U.S. empire hasn't. I think that there's...
It's hopefully on its last legs, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it an empire? Is it a head... They call it a hegemony.
How many countries does the U.S. military occupy? That seems pretty empire-y to me. I mean, it's
got bases in more than 100
something?
More than 130 nations. Got more than 1,000 bases in 130 nations.
I would say if anything qualifies as an empire, it would be the United States federal government.
Well, an empire is a little different. There's a reason they use the term hegemony instead of empire.
Why is that?
Okay. Well, hegemony says that they put up puppet rulers and client states.
I see.
Right? So,
whereas an empire is just an outright rule, is that what you're saying?
England ruled India. End of story.
Yeah.
Whereas the United States doesn't rule Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia basically can do what it wants as long as you know, they continue to ship oil over the United States. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a country with a king that you know, is working with a country that rebelled against its king 200 years ago. So it's obviously hypocritical.
So basically, a hegemony is smarter than an empire because
what it is.
Because, you know, if you are ruled by the people from your own plot of land, then that's better than being ruled by somebody from another plot of land to people's minds, right? So as long as the U.S. government agents can have an undue amount of influence over the rulers in those countries, ultimately the U.S. government is ruling by a detached sort of means.
In many ways, that's the case. Yeah. So certainly. I think it's also...
It's not as obvious.
Yeah, I think it's there. Also interesting when you look at places like Alaska and Hawaii. I mean, you know, these are places that are being ruled by an absent, like the, you know, absent and distant ruler, Washington mm-hmm. D.C. It makes you wonder why they Puerto Rico. Why do they want to put up with it? I don't know. No answer.
People will put up with a lot.
I mean, it usually has to do with the standard of living. They'll put up with a lot if
they're comfortable.
If they're comfortable, that's really what it comes down to. So anyway, going on here, by a plurality, 47%, they believe the Democratic Party has a plan for where it wants to take the nation, which is up slightly from the low 40s in the prior surveys back in 2010. 30% think that President Obama's party does not have a plan for the future, and 23% are undecided. By contrast, 38% of the Republicans believe that they have a plan for where they want to take the nation. So you're at 47 to 38, I don't know.
As though their plan is anything besides reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Well, let's not forget that the 47% believe the Democratic Party has a plan for where it wants to take the nation. However, 53% believe that neither party represents in Congress represents the American people.
Yeah.
So they believe they have a plan. They just think the plan is
not
evil.
Their plan. Right.
You know? So. That I find to be sort of interesting, too, in these. I always think it's...
we don't know if it's the same group, right? So it was 53% that said they don't trust them, right? Well, but 46% that think that the Dems have a plan?
Yeah, 47. Well, how about this
one? That could be the other 47%.
I saved this one for last for you, Ian, because I know how you like this. 6% of voters now think that Congress is doing a good or excellent job.
All right, 855, 450 free. That's better than the 13% that is approving in the January 14th, 2014. When was this article published?
This was from earlier this week.
Okay, so
24th.
You've got the fresh numbers there, down to 6% job
approval
rating. No, it
wasn't from earlier this week.
Late April. All right, more recent. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're inviting you to bring us anything you want here. You don't have to talk about your opinions about the politicians. Apparently, most Americans are about sick and tired of it. Unfortunately, only about 53% of them. I was hoping the numbers would be better than that. But apparently they are improving over time. More people are becoming more frustrated with this two-party political system. Isn't that right, Mark?
Well, there's... You know, different pieces of information you can get out of this. So a Rasmussen Reports national telephone survey finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters think it's fair to say that neither party in Congress is the party of the American people.
Yeah, they're the party of their party and their buddies.
And whoever their corporate paymasters are.
Yes.
But also, 6% of voters now think that Congress is doing a good or excellent job. So, 72% say it would be better for the country if most incumbents in Congress were defeated this November, but not our incumbent in our district.
Hmm. I'm adding that last part.
I just think that it's important that 6% of voters think that Congress is doing less than a good job. Mm-hmm. I think that's good news, and that 53% think that. Because I really don't think that the parties represent the American people. I don't.
How could they?
I think that they represent some things that the American people say, and they, you know, people tend to sort of gravitate towards the party their mom or dad liked, and they tend to gravitate towards, one or two issues that are important to them, and then they'll just sort of take the rest of the crap the party's about. But, like, they know that they're allying themselves with a group of liars and thieves. They're aware of that information. Yes, I have decided to take the liars and thieves that tell the lies and do the stealing in the way that I prefer, because I want to be lied to by my political party in a way that makes me comfortable. And it's just so disingenuous. What point are people just going to say, yeah, I just can't do this crap anymore.
Can't go vote.
I don't know what they're going to do. Precisely, not voting doesn't solve anything.
No, it sure doesn't.
Voting doesn't solve anything, and not voting doesn't solve anything.
Right, they're very entrenched, and I think the only thing that could solve anything would be to get to New Hampshire if you love the ideas of liberty and get out of the United States. There's no reason to stick around in this organization. Let's leave. Secession, now.
You love to do the secession thing, and I don't think that there's necessarily any particularly good reason for secession. I think
you're more likely to have secession in a place like New Hampshire or Vermont than you are to ever have control over the Congress of the United States.
I'm with you that that I think that if you are excited about secession that perhaps and you are believe in the ideas of liberty, that perhaps New Hampshire is a great place for you to be.
If you're excited about secession and love the ideas of socialism, Vermont might be a very great place
but
for
I
you to be.
But I think you can do as much, if not more, from the secessionist agenda simply by nullifying federal laws on a state level, and those things are being done far more regularly, or at least talked about far more regularly by people in New Hampshire. I mean, there was the real ID thing where it got nullified in New Hampshire, and
yeah,
you know, it's and New Hampshire nullified still with medical marijuana.
Yep, that's true. Not to say I don't support those things, Mark. I do. I just think that we need to talk about secession and get that discussion on the table so
I'm
people
fine,
can
fine with that. I don't
legitimately consider it as an option instead of believing that it's some sort of thing that has been left in the past and that it's no longer on the table due to the Civil War. If we put it back on the table, it's going to be back on the table. And that's going to take some political action. It's going to take people getting elected here in New Hampshire. And, of course, the Free State Project is working on getting people elected. Many of the movers here are very excited about the upcoming election season, which will be starting up officially here in about a month in New Hampshire. People will be filing for office. We'll see how many Free State Project participants throw in. We already know there's about a dozen Free Staters who are elected, but some of them aren't running again, like Mark Warden, one of our sponsors.
Are you certain of that?
Here, I've heard he's not running for state rep. I don't know if that means he's not going to run for anything else, but that's what I've heard.
Okay.
And it's a grueling thing to be a state representative in New Hampshire. I mean, you don't get paid squat. You get $100 a year and a gas stipend. And
right.
You're up there during at least the winter months, you're up there 3 days a week. I mean, that's a pretty big, three or four, I think, in some cases.
It depends
that's
on
a
how
big commitment.
Well, it depends on how much you want to commit. I mean, you can be
you could not go. That's true.
You could not go.
You could make the argument that if, for instance, a Free State Project participant or anyone who loves liberty were elected in Keene, New Hampshire, and just didn't go, that it would be a net benefit for New Hampshire because the people who are elected in Keene are like the worst of the worst, most state-oriented people. They get D's and F's regularly on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance rating. So if you have somebody who just doesn't vote on anything, just doesn't even go, that's an improvement for freedom.
Well, or you can just go in one day a week or 2 days a week and do the voting on the bills,
that's true.
The actual bills. You don't have
but
to
Mark
do the committee
goes
stuff.
Every time.
He
like
does.
He goes,
he does.
He's on
committed.
A committee, and, you know, he's at it. So I can understand why you'd burn out on that over a couple of terms.
Certainly. Do not disagree with that statement.
Which, again, is to another extent a benefit of New Hampshire, is that in a lot of cases, people don't want to stay in the legislature. They want to get back to their lives. They've got businesses. Most everybody in the legislature is either retired or they've got a business of their own or something like that. You know, some sort of job or whatever, something they're doing with their life, something that is their profession, as opposed to being a politician, which is more of something that they're doing for what they consider to be the benefit of the people in New Hampshire.
Well, the Free State Project isn't about secession, and
no,
the
not.
Free State Project is far more about, you know, taking one state and making it as free as possible. I think nullification is definitely in that picture, and it is much more likely it can be done on issue to issue, and
sure.
You can achieve all the goals that one wishes to achieve with secession.
No, you can't. Not all of them. Not the
like
secession
what?
Part.
Not this, right, just not the secession part.
And it would be nice to see somebody propose nullifying the IRS, but that's not on the table. I mean, so there's
not
a lot
today.
More that could be done. So anyway, go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about that. And something else you should learn about is gold and silver. If you haven't really thought hard on gold and silver as a protection for you, we talked earlier tonight about how it is that food prices are going up. You know, over time, the government is printing out more money, and that money is chasing around the same amount of goods, and so therefore the price goes up. If you actually look at the prices of buying things in gold and silver over time, like a gallon of gasoline, for instance, look at the price of a gallon of gas, it looks like it's up quite a bit compared to what it might have been a decade or two decades ago. However, turns out that the price of a gallon of gas, when you compare it to the price of silver over all of the years, stays relatively on par with, you know, the price of silver, as far as, like, you get the same amount of gas for the same amount of silver today versus 60 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever. Now, I'm making a very general statement. Obviously, there are going to be times in that time frame where that's not exactly true, but it's my understanding. You know, same thing with, like, an ounce of gold. It might buy you a fine suit of clothes today, and it would have bought you a fine suit of clothes 100 years ago.
And so, 2,000 years ago.
Exactly. So,
but the fine suit of clothes thing, I mean, that's sort of arbitrary, too. You can get clothes that, like, for instance, what's gold, $1,200?
Yep.
You can get a suit of clothes for far more than $1,200.
And you can get it for less, too.
And you can get it for less, so it's really difficult to say.
It's a very generic statement I'm making here, but it's an example to provide you with the idea that gold and silver can help protect your wealth. Because when you leave money in the form of the Federal Reserve note or whatever government currency, then you're subject to the whims of the bureaucrats who are running the money presses. If they want to print more out and make and devalue the money that you have, they can do that, and trust me, they are doing that. So you can put some money into gold and silver by going to gold.freetalklive.com. You can buy through Midas Resources. They are a friend of the show. In fact, they help us produce Free Talk Live by helping us get up on the satellite, the Genesis Communications Network. Our network, our syndicate, is owned by Midas Resources. So when you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, we benefit directly because we get a very small portion of the sale, and we also benefit indirectly in that it helps keep the syndicate in business to continue distributing Free Talk Live to over 140 radio stations from coast to coast, and you win because you get a great price on gold and or silver. And they've got some great pieces, beautiful pieces.
And coins. Yep.
Over at Midas Resources. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You know, we were talking about the secret societies. We had a guy call in earlier to bring up this Ordo, whatever it's called, Ordo Templi Orientis. And, you know, they were going to have a black mass, apparently, tonight at Harvard. That was making headlines. Apparently, it has been canceled.
Good. I think it's silly.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also another related story about a town being proposed to have a satanic, some kind of ceremony before their town meeting. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your call if you dial now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. You just click on the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live. We'll get a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is you're buying, Free Talk Live gets a cut, and you get the same great deals you're used to through Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. So there's Satanism has been in the news recently. There's, of course, the Satanic Temple, which has been designing the Baphomet statue that they want to put up next to the Ten Commandments at the Oklahoma State House. And there was actually an article in Vice.com about the head of the Satanic Temple, where he basically admitted to being a troll. I mean, essentially, that he comes right out pretty much and says he doesn't really believe in Satan. He's just trolling.
Yes.
That's essentially the short version of the interview from Vice.
Honestly, I believe that this is the largest percentage of people that are interested in Satanism, purport Satanism, you know, just interested in it, is just people that are trolling. Because they've found that, you know, that people have, you know, religious bends that want to be able to sort of practice their religion in ways that...
In public ways.
Yeah, I guess in ways government. That would be, you know, that some would argue are a violation of their constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
That the only way to sort of combat that is to find some ludicrous position and troll. Like, so for instance, the flying spaghetti monster is the other one of these. There's Satanism
to a lesser extent,
and the flying spaghetti monster.
The flying spaghetti monster is more obvious parody, I think, on its face to people who are looking at it.
Yes.
Whereas the Satanists is not so much. People are really afraid and scared by the Satanists.
So it's a way to really sort of upset people.
Yeah.
So there was a Supreme Court ruling, I can't remember which state, New York or Pennsylvania or something like that.
I have it here.
That said that, in fact, yes, it's fine to say a public prayer before the beginning of a town meeting. And
this was the Supreme Court, apparently. Town
U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes, supposedly. Town of Greece. I've got a link here that'll verify that for me. The story is from rawstory.com, and yes, it was the Supreme Court. There's another story out of Raw Story, which is a validation of that claim.
Fine.
So, yes.
So, U.S. Supreme Court says that it's fine to say
prayers are okay before town meetings. They do not violate the Constitution's ban on endorsing religion. This, according to Town of Greece versus Galloway. And now, after 3 days after that decision has been made, Raw Story reporting that a self-styled Satanist in Deerfield Beach, Florida, has asked city officials to let him open a meeting with a satanic prayer. Chaz Stevens, who made headlines in December when he forced Florida Governor Rick Scott to allow him to erect an 8-foot-tall Festivus pole made of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans next to Deerfield Beach's nativity manger. This guy is awesome. Told the New Times he recently converted from Pabstfestian, as in Pabst beer. Pabstfestian, because, quote, Satan is a cool dude. He says, went on to say, think of all the people he's in charge of. Do you want to be stuck listening to harp music in the afterlife? Hell no. I want to drink beer and hang with hookers. He then tackled a more serious course, adding, quote, I just want equal billing. We allow various religious nut jobs to give a prayer. They pray to Jesus, who is make-believe, God, who is make-believe. Why not Satan, who is make-believe? So there he is right there in the newspaper article giving it up that he doesn't actually believe in Satan.
Right, and I mean, this is the... So if the U.S. Supreme Court's going to say that a prayer's, at a town meeting is fine and constitutional, if one cares or believes strongly in this issue, I do not, but if one does, they're left with the troll, the play. Mm-hmm. And what else are you going to do if you say, well, you know, you're going to have, we can have
prayers, but not satanic prayers.
Well, whatever. At that point, now we've got to represent every single, this is the inefficiency of religion in the public sphere, is because there's so many of them. Okay, well, you know, this week it's Satanism, next week it's Odin, the week after that it's Vishnu, and, the eight-armed, elephant-headed guy, whatever. At some point or another, it just gets absolutely ludicrous.
Mm.
And this is the thing about sort of the upset that I think that the atheists have right. Now, I'm not going to say I think the atheists are often angry.
Would the atheists be allowed to give a prayer in front of the town council? I would bet they'd be denied because it's not a religion. And maybe this guy will be denied because he's admitting he doesn't actually believe in Satan.
I have no idea, but one thing that I think the atheists have right is their idea that you're an atheist on every other religion. Right? I have no problem when I was a Christian. I had no problem looking at the Quetzalcoatl, and the religion of the Aztecs mm-hmm. is a bunch of hooey. And I'm not an atheist. I think that, I think there's a God. But, you know, my view of God's probably different than yours, and that's fine. Your view is different than somebody else's. And,
sure.
You know, at some point or another, if everybody's going to – we're going to have 7 billion views on what God's like. Let's just keep the prayers to let's just go.
They only have so many city council meetings every year. You can only give so many invocations.
Give a moment of silence. I mean, this is how so many schools get
sure.
around this. When I went to school, they had the moment of silence. After they did the pledge indoctrination thing, they did the moment of silence. Have your moment of silence for 30 seconds, and then let's move on.
The guy in this case, Chaz Stevens, says, why discriminate against one make-believe God over another? Satan and I are being circumvented. The city of Deerfield Beach has once again declared war on religion, and this time it's Satanism. Raw Story spoke to Stevens, who said he had been contacted city attorney and was told that he had no comment on the status of the request. The full text of Stevens' letter is as follows. Dear City of Deerfield Beach, with a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling, that's good, just bringing their attention right to it, allowing prayer before commission meetings and seeking the rights granted to others, I hereby am requesting I be allowed to open a commission meeting praying for my God, my divine spirit, my dude in charge. Be advised, I am a Satanist. Let me know when this is good for you. And I presume the city has not yet gotten back to this gentleman and will...
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
They will likely drag their feet as long as they possibly can. Stevens also shared with Raw Story a request he sent to Sherry Rout, administrative assistant with the Department of Management, to open a session of the Florida State Senate, also with a prayer to Satan. Quote, good morning to you. Hope all is well. I have two items I need assistance with. One, I'd like to once again install my PBR Festivus pole in the rotunda during the upcoming winter holiday season, which he was able to successfully sue to get to do that, apparently. So this guy isn't new ground for him. He's done this before. And he says, secondly, given the recent Supreme Court ruling in Greece, I would like to open a session with a prayer to my God, Satan. Please advise me on how to seek approval for that.
So, you know, to some extent, to me, I find this a waste of time. This guy and everybody else that's sort of arguing about this stuff to be just a colossal waste of time.
But to him, it's important.
Well, I don't know if it is. He sounds like he's having a good old time.
If he wasn't, I mean, right, but it's important to him. Obviously, he would focus on other things if it weren't. And this guy's insulted by the idea that religions are able to open government meetings, and he wants to make a point about that. And I think he's making a good point about that.
I think it's interesting. But here's what I wonder. I wonder how far does one go with this? There's, for instance, a city in Texas called Corpus Christi. Do you know what this means?
Body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to force the people of Corpus Christi? Maybe
there are likely some atheists who would like to change that name. I bet you there are.
Right. Yeah. So, this is clearly a government thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, San Rafael references sort of the historicity of the founding of a town. And that's fine by me. I don't care if you call, your town Las Cruces and we're going to keep it that way.
Or Saint whatever.
Right. And I have no idea what Massachusetts means in whatever Indian language or Tallahassee or any of these things. They could very well be religious references too. At some point or another, I'd really like to kind of get past this trolling, this nonsense.
It'll never end.
Well, where does it end? And this is the thing, is that, for instance, you get these Ten Commandments out in front of some courthouses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these things, in many cases, have been there for decades.
Right.
And do we pull these things out and just throw sod down and then, okay, here, you can keep it at the American Legion Hall. Put it there.
Sounds like an okay idea to me.
Or if
they're getting a bunch of requests from Satanists to put up whatever, then the only thing that makes sense to do is to say no to everybody, right? And isn't that what you want to see?
Well, you can only have one name of a town, and that same town is named Corpus Christi. Do we have to now change it to the body of Fred?
good question. Out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.